Well, hi there, Pillow Talk Audio. It's CX here, and I thought I'd have a go at Rob's little audio questionnaire of slumber. So let's see how I get on with this. Number one, how many pillows do you sleep with, and how do you arrange them? Two pillows, one on top of the other. That's easy enough. Number two, when sleeping with someone, are you more of a cuddler or do you prefer your own space? I'm definitely a cuddler until it's actually time to go to sleep, and then I'm more of an own space person. I want to answer the question later about how I sleep, what position I sleep in, you'll realise why. But no, I do like cuddling, but unless I'm really, really relaxed, I'm probably not going to fall asleep like that. Number three, when you are cuddling with someone in bed, do you like to wrap your arms and legs around them, or do you prefer to be wrapped up by them? I think it's a bit of both for me. I definitely like being cuddled, that nice sort of safe and warm feeling. But I'm not just going to lay there and be cuddled. I definitely am going to cuddle you back if you're cuddling me. Number four, what is something that you have done to help you get to sleep that has worked well? I don't have trouble getting to sleep, so I haven't really got any strategies or anything to share with you. I do actually hate going to bed and going to sleep. I'd much rather be awake. Unfortunately, I also don't like waking up and getting up, so it's a bad combination, but once I'm finally in bed, I don't have any trouble dropping off. Question five is, what position do you sleep in? Now, I sleep on my front, which I think is quite unusual. And people who I've slept with say, it looks strange. But yeah, on my front, sort of laying on my arms with my head off to one side. I just find it incredibly relaxing, and that's sometimes if I don't drop off like that, that tends to be how I wake up. Six is, have you ever listened to recordings in Pillow Talk to help you fall asleep? No, I haven't. Like I said before, I don't have trouble dropping off to sleep, so I've never felt the need to sort of lull myself off like that. Question seven, do you sleep with some sort of background noise such as music or a TV? I do sometimes have the radio on, but not music, just chat. There's a programme on the radio here called Up All Night, which is for people who are up all night, on between sort of 1 and 5 in the morning, and I often have that on before I go to bed, and then sometimes I leave it on. But I have it just loud enough to be able to hear it. But if there's any, if there's anything loud or whatever, it doesn't disturb me too much. Question eight: are you a restful sleeper or are you more like a wrecking ball? Well, I feel like I'm a restful sleeper, but apparently I do move about a lot, and change position a lot, change from one side of the bed to the other, or all that kind of thing, but I'm not aware of any of that. But apparently, yeah, I don't lay there and wake up exactly the same place as I dropped off. Question nine, what do you usually think about when you close your eyes to fall asleep? Usually nothing. If I've got some anxieties or worries, I do sometimes think about those, but normally I just try to empty my head. And the final question is, how often do you need to come before you can fall asleep? And I hadn't thought of this, really. The answer is never. I don't know if it's a common thing and I'm just not built like everybody else or something, but no, I mean, even if I'm, feeling turned on or something, I can just kind of ignore it, or, well, not ignore it, enjoy it, maybe, enjoy the feeling. But, I never actually feel the need to, think, oh, God, I'm not going to drop off unless I do something about that. So, no, in answer to the final question, never. which is probably another unusual one, I would imagine. Anyway, I hope that was vaguely interesting for somebody. And I've been listening to other people's answers as well, so that's been quite interesting. So thanks, Rob, for the questions, and I'll speak to you all again soon, Pillow Talk. Bye.